It's that time again for Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Today, Paul will be talking about the birth of a vision. Let's join Paul now for the birth of a vision.
This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you to Living Truth Ministries. And today I'm going to be talking to you a little bit more about the birth of a vision. If you remember last week, we were kind of discussing and talking a little bit about having a spiritual vision and asking the Lord to enlighten us and to open our spiritual eyes and to give us a spiritual vision of what we need to do. And I want to kind of talk a little bit more about that. God wants to give you a spiritual vision and reveal to you the purposes and the objectives which will enable you to fulfill it. As you experience the birth of a vision, you will become a particular instead of a mere spectator in God's divine plan. The natural birth process, which brings a human baby into the world, is similar to the process of birth of a vision in the spiritual world. For the next few days, we will meditate on the birth of a vision. You will experience five stages as you give birth to spiritual vision. You'll give conception, development, travail, transition, and birth. Conception means to create. A spiritual vision is created in your spirit by God, just as conception in the natural world occurs through intimacy, so intimacy with God is required to birth spiritual vision. Then you have development. When you first receive a spiritual vision, it is an embryo form. An embryo is a basic cell of life, like the development of a human embryo. God develops your spiritual vision as it grows within you. The basic cell of life in a human baby is the embryo. Form it all, the basic human features are developed, and if you try to change the embryo, deformity or death can occur to the child. God conceives the basic vision, a spiritual embryo, formed which all the features of the vision develop. If you try to change the original vision, it will be deformed from the perfect plan of God, or it may be aborted. The vision grows and develops as you mature spiritually. Its features will not be the same as yesterday, last week, or last month, but you must never forget the basic embryo of divine purpose for which you are called. This development of a vision will be stretching experience, that is, in the natural world with the body of a mother. If the vision does not develop, it will die. Just as a mother carries her child within her body, your vision is with you constantly. It becomes a vital, living part of you. It draws from your own life source, as well as from the divine source which conceived it. While the baby is developing, a pregnant mother will deny herself certain things that might harm the child. As your spiritual vision develops, you may have to do this also. You may need to deny your own plans and ambitions. You may have to lay aside worldly attitudes and conduct. You will have to sacrifice time to prepare to fulfill God's purpose. Have you conceived the vision of your divine destiny? At what stage of development is your spiritual vision? What changes should you make in your life in order for your vision to develop properly. That is something we need to be in prayerful talk with God constantly. He has a vision for you. He wants it to develop it within you, and He wants it to grow. Think on these things and concentrate on what I just talked, and God will help you, and He will develop it for you. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can talk about what you have in store for us. Father, I pray that you will continue to develop our spiritual vision, that we will have that, we will mature it, and we will let it grow. And Father, that it is conceived in us, and that you will help it to prosper and get it to where you want it to be, that we will grow in it deeply. Father, help us to make the sacrifices and to do the things that we need to do that it won't hurt it or harm it. Touch us, I pray, Father, and open our spiritual eyes and help us to develop this, I pray, in your wonderful, precious, mighty name. Amen.